Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now beginning the second parak of Masachet Makot, Elohein HaGolin. And as I mentioned in the introduction to the Masachet, this parak really is something of a standalone, as it does not deal with issues relating to Makot. It doesn't really deal with issues relating to Chiyuv Mita, but it seems to be on a continuum from execution. And sort of, shall we say, the next most severe thing, which is galut, which is given in only one case, and that is when someone is killed inadvertently. Elohein HaGolin, the Mishnah at the bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Elohein HaGolin, Haoreg Nefesh Bishkaga, that's the topic sentence. Kill somebody inadvertently. And now we'll see three examples, and then parallel examples where you don't go. Hayam Me'agel Ma'agela, V'nafla Alav Haragat. Let's say you were rolling a pitch roller on a roof, and as you rolled it away from you, it fell and killed the guy. Hayam shel shava chavit, or you were lowering a pail and a fell lava ragatu and fell and killed him. Hayam yored b'sulam and a fell lava ragatu, or you were walking down a ladder, you were descending on a ladder, you fell off and you killed somebody. Harei ze gola, you go into exile. Aval, imayam moshech magila, let's say you're pulling the pitch roller back towards you, and a fell lava ragatu, and it fell and killed him. Hayam dola b'chavit, let's say you're raising the pail. Saka chav naflalav v'haragatu, and the rope broke and it fell and killed him. Or haya olem b'sulam naflalav haragatu, or you're going up the ladder and somehow you fell off. Harei ze eino gole. What's the rule? Zeh klal. Kol shebederech yiridato gole. Shelo bederech yiridato eino gole. If you're on your way down, gole. If you're on your way, not on your way down, you're not gole. Now, meaning that you're somewhere between either too much between shogeg and mezid, or not even shogeg. Menahani mili. What's the source for the idea that going down is the issue? Mar Shmuel, damar krav, apel alav ve'yamot. With the axe, if it falls on him, meaning ad shipol derech nefilah, it has to be on its way down. Tana Rabbanan. So we're going to go through some of the basic psukim. Now, you'll notice here that the parsha of Arei Miklat and of Arei Bishkaga shows up in three places, two of them very large, Parshiot in the end of Bamidbar and Parshat Mas'eh, and also in Parshat Shoftim, and there is also a relatively small mention in Parshat Shoftim and Shmot. We're going to see all three of them dance here. Bishkaga prat lemezid. So it has to be Bishkaga, in other words, as opposed to mezid, which should be pretty obvious. Bivli dat, in Parshat Shoftim, it says he killed him, bivli dat prat lemit kaven, as opposed to intending. So we have to see what's being excluded here. Mezid, pita, it's obvious that mezid, you can't go to your miklat. Bartolo, you're supposed to die. I'm a Rava. What Rava says, what does it mean? Is ema pratla omer mutar. Omer mutar meaning somebody who's ignorant of the law and think for some screwy reason that it's okay to kill somebody. Amar lebai, omer mutar anusu. If he's omer mutar, means he's totally ignorant of the law, then he's totally honest. So he had no reason to watch out. Amrlei, Rava said back to Abaye, Shani Omer, Omer Mutar, Krov Lemezidu. Ignorance of the law is not really an excuse. And therefore, if you think something is Mutar and it really isn't, then you're very, very close to Mezid. You're not fully Mezid, but it's in between Mezid and Onet. And Shogeg. Now, Bivlida, Pratla Mitkavein, what does that Mitkavein? Pshita, obviously, if you're intending to kill somebody, Bartala, you're supposed to die. Same problem. The answer is Amr Rava, Pratla Mitkavein, La Roga, Tavayma, Varaka, Adam, Lakuti, Varag, Israel, Nefel, Varag, Ben Kayama. As, so what's being excluded is a case where you really intended to kill, but you intended to kill somebody who you wouldn't be chayiv for killing, and you ended up killing somebody you are chayiv. So, for instance, a fetus or an animal or a kuti. In those cases, you wouldn't be chayav, and instead you killed a living, healthy Yisrael. So in that case, you are not goled la remiklat. It's too close to mezi. Tan Rabbanan. In Befeta, again in Parshat Maaseh, it says, if it happens suddenly, prat l'keren zavit, as opposed to coming around a corner. So most people understand what that means is if you're walking around a corner and you've got your tools out and you then coming around the corner, you hit into somebody, that's really negligence and that's too close to mezid. There are others who read it the opposite, that's too close to onus. Now, below eva, in the next part of the pasuk says, below eva, meaning without enmity, prat l'soneh. So if you're somebody who already hates the guy in advance, then you don't go to galut. We think there's too much mezid involved. Hadafo, Tchafo b'gufo. So it's not just a tool, even if you fall on him or hit him with your body. These are now not exclusions, these are inclusions. If you threw it on him, meaning when you're going down for purposes of going up. We'll see an example of that. Belot stia, what does that mean, without laying an ambush? So as opposed to a case where you intend to throw it to one side, went to the other side, and you killed him, and you threw a dagger in a sharp direction, but you missed, and you hit him, and vasher lot sadai, in parsha mishpatim, is prat lemit kavim, lizok shtayim, lizorak arba. As opposed to when you intended to throw, you just went the further than you intended. All of those cases, you're not goleh, because either it's too close to intent, or else it's just too distanced from, in these cases, it's all too close to intent. Now, vasher yavot reyu bayar, says if you encounter your fellow in the forest, just like a forest is a place where both you and the victim have the rights to be there. So the only place where this parsha applies is where both you and he have the right to be there, as opposed to, let's say, if he comes into your backyard and you're chopping wood and the axe handle falls off and kills him, that you're not responsible for that. Now, Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yochanan asked him an interesting question. Let's say you're going up a ladder, and the rung fell off, not you, the rung fell off in a flower guy, and it killed him. Mahu. Do you say you're on your way up, and then for your putter, or you redahi? Or is it going down because you put your foot down on the rung, and that was what knocked it out? He says that's exactly what we just mentioned about going down, purposes of going up. You put your foot down to hoist yourself up. Eight of A's, we have a challenge. Zeha klal, what's the end of our mission to say? If you're on your way down, you're gole. Shalobederech yirato, ain't no gole, but if not, then not. Now, shalobederech yirato latuimai, why add that in? We already gave the examples of going up. Why add that in? Lav latuye kea gavna, isn't it there to say that even though your foot went down, since you're on your way up, you're putter, and therefore you don't go to galut? So Rabbi Yochanan said back to Rabbi Avahu, what do you do with the first half of that rule? That's also extra. Both of these are there for the case of the katzav, the case of the guy with the meat cleaver. What does that mean? Here we go. Katzav shemekatze. A fellow was cutting meat with a cleaver. Tanachara, we have one brighter that says, anything that happens in front of him, the handle flies out and kills, he's chayav. But if it happens in back of him, he's patur. V'tanya idach, and we have another bright, says the opposite. L'chavav chayav, v'fanav patur. V'tanya idach, we have a third bright, and v'fanav v'lachavav chayav, you're chayav in both directions. V'nich v'fanav v'lachavav patur. We have another one, all four possibilities are taken, which you're patur in both directions. V'lo kasha, we have no conflict here, we can resolve all of it. Kan b'yirida l'fanav aliyasha l'chavav, if you're coming down in front of you, and then raising it in back of you, then you're only chayav in front of you. But on the other hand, if you're raising it in front of you and it goes low in back of you, or if it goes low on both sides, or if you're raising it on both sides. But just imagine the arc. You're standing there and you got the meat on the table. So, of course, when you hit the meat, it's yirida, but at some point you may be in an upward arc going forward, and you may be in a downward arc going backwards. So, whatever the downward arc is, if it flies off at that point, you're chayav. Okay, so now, lema katanoi, perhaps this entire question of the rung of the ladder is a machol katanaim. If you're going up a ladder, and a rung fell out, tanichara chayav, tanirach patur. So machloket with your chayav patur. My lava can be pagin marasar yidahi marasar aliyahi. Isn't the machloket whether this is considered going down because your foot went down, or going up because you're going up? Look, the kuli aliyahi, everybody agrees this is called going up. For lokasha, kam nizakin, kam galut. For nizakim, for damages, this is you're considered chayat. For galut, you're patur, because galut has a higher threshold to be chayat. Has to be derech yirida. Ibait ema, but it's possible to say, havahala galut. Both of these rules are for galut, but they don't have a disagreement. For lokasha, had the itliya, had lo itliya. If the rung was wormy and saggy, then it's already hanging down. So when you put your foot down, you're actually going down. If it's not wormy and saggy, then your foot will still remain firm, and that's not a yirida. V'bayit ema havahad loit liya. Could be that both, neither of them were warm meat. V'lo kasha. Hadim yahadak hadalong yahadak. There's a variation on that. If it's in there strong or not. If it's in there strong, then when you put your foot down, it's straight and then it knocks out. If it's not strong, then you put your foot on. First it sags down and then it goes down. Okay, the next Mishnah, Nishmata Barzel Mikato Viharag. This is really the end of the first Mishnah. Nishmata Barzel Mikato Viharag. Axe, blade, flew out of the handle and it killed, Rebbe Omer no Golet. Rebbe says you're not Chayav. That's not what the Pasuk's talking about. Chomim Golet. We'll see which Pasuk it is. And then Chomim say, yes, it is. Now flip it. Mina Eitzah Mitpakeah, but you're chopping wood and the wood that you're chopping shoots out and it kills somebody. Rebbe Omer Golet, Chomim no Golet. So clearly they hold one thing shooting out, you're Chayav for, and what's that one thing? Rebbe says it's the wood you're chopping, and Chomim say, no, it's the tool you're using. Tanya, Mar lehem Rabbi lechachamim. So now we have some background. Rabbi said, "Chomechina Mar v'nashala Barzel may eitzo." Does it say that the axe flies out of its wood, meaning the handle? V'alo lo nemar ela min ha'etz. It flies out of the wood. V'yod nemar eitz lamata v'nemar eitz lamala. We have going into the forest to chop wood, and then the barzel comes out of the eitz. Just like the wood that's mentioned earlier is the wood you're chopping. Same thing here. It's that the barzel flew out of, meaning that caused something to fly out of the wood. And we'll see why causative comes in here, out of the wood that you're chopping. You're looking at the same pasuk. Remember, it's spelled Nun Shin Lamed. Rebbe Savarish Em Lamasoret. Yishem Lamasoret means that we assume no vocalization. We have the letters there, and how could you read the letters Nun Shin Lamed, Nashal or Nishel? Nishel would be supportive causative. I have Rabbanan Sav Yishem Lamikra. Rabbanan say no. We read it the way it's traditionally vocalized, which is V'Nashal, meaning the barzel flew out. For Rebbe Yishem Lamasoret Sverele, does Rebbe really hold Yishem Lamasoret, which means we read the word based on the consonantal presentation with all of the vocal variations? We had this, remember, at the beginning of Sanhedrin. Rebbe, Rebbe Yudaman Ro Eitz, with Shammai, but Shammai is in the case of the Kronot, Rebbe Shimon, that's Sukkot, Rebbe Kiva with Tfilin, Kulisfer Lo Yashem the Mikra. They all hold that we follow the vocalization. So that's why Hanukkah Lohu Lovod. That's why Rebbe added another one. If you hold the Yashem the Masoret against me, then you've got Nashal could be read different ways. But besides that, Eitz Eitz. Okay, Amar Rav Papa, man deshar a pisa ladik lava atar tamri. Let's say a guy throws a clod of dirt into the tree and it knocks out some dates. Also tamri katul, and the dates get knocked off and kill somebody. Highly unlikely, but if in case it happens, that's the machloket of Rebbe and Rabbanan, because Rebbe, of course, says I ate some itpakea when you chop wood and the wood shoots out. So now pshita, isn't it obvious? Say machloket maudatema kechoach kochodami. I might think that unlike when you're chopping wood, you're directly hitting the wood and it's killing somebody, here you're just throwing at the tree and the dates are now koach kocho. They're separated from you. Kamash malan, that they're not. The dates are kocho. So, mel koach kocho de Rebbe and chushkachala. So how do you have koach kocho de Rebbe, for Rebbe? Gon neshara pisa omachi legarma. If you threw a clod of dirt, that sounds like chadgadya, and you hit a bone. Vazagarma machi lekavasa, and then that hits the branch, va'atatamri, and that knocks off. The dates, sounds like a Rube Goldberg machine, for Azul Tamri Vakatul, and then they fall off and kill. In that case, Rebbe would agree that it is Koach Kocho, and you are not Chayav. So we'll pause at this point, we'll pick it up with the next Mishnah in the second parak, as we continue our study of Masachet Makot and Parak Eloin Hagolin. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful